Montreal police are putting more cops in the gay village. They say the new officers will help target crime and address the needs of a growing street population. Despite Police Chief Fadi Daguerre's insistence that the SPVM are not the right actors to address homelessness.
The homeless issue is not a police issue, but it became a police issue because the police department is receiving 80, 70, 60% of the time the 911 calls we're receiving are all social issues. They are less and less criminals. So what you want to do when you are working 24 on 24 at 2 o'clock in the morning, Saturday night, who's going to be responding to the call? The police.
Daguerre says the force is consolidating operations at stations 21 and 22. All officers are moving to station 21 by year's end, except for a service counter, which will remain in station 22. Once combined, one group of officers will be on hand to respond to 911 calls, while the other will patrol the downtown Montreal neighborhood as part of a team to address both criminal and social issues.
The cops who are going to be walking on the beat, on the street, they're going to be focusing on only one aspect. The people, the business people, the owner of the condo, the people who are living here, and the vulnerable people. When you do only one thing, you are much more effective.
The consolidation will also see the force add new officers, 30 to 35 in the short term, rising to 45 in the fall. Last year saw the force gain a net surplus of 147 cops, and the new boots on the ground will come from that pool. Those officers will work with a handful of city intervention teams, which they say will connect people on the street to services.
Like, let's say a police officer has somebody vulnerable with him, and we have a partner come to help us. We don't even know exactly which shelter can receive that person. So we are trying to create a cohesion between the partners to see who have a room tonight, what kind of help we can get, and how the follow-up will do with the person.
But Daguerre wouldn't say whether these partner groups will be getting staff increases too, or whether shelters will get a boost in funding to add new places. Criminologist Massimiliano Moulon told CKUT that city money would be better spent on housing and social services, not new police officers.
Even with the best training in the world, police doesn't help homeless people. If you want to help homeless people, you find him a home.
Robert Baudry, member of Montreal's executive committee responsible for homelessness, says the new officers are just one part of the city strategy on that file.
We need to continue to add more resources in social services with our partner, the Gouvernement du Québec and the Gouvernement fédéral. And we actually doing that, like with the modular housing that we develop. So it's 19 units right now, but after that we're gonna have the blueprint and we're gonna be able to develop even more of those installations. We're gonna respond to those who have needs.
But this announcement comes just after Montreal's public transit agency banned loitering in the metro. And Montreal Mayor Valérie Plante abandoned a planned change in bylaws that advocates say lead to social and racial profiling. The city has also pursued a policy of dismantling encampments, all moves that critics say will cause harm to people experiencing homelessness.
Police, even if they are the best police officers in the world, they will never be there for that. The police is here for the people that are not homeless.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.